Yo, it's the Whistle While You Twerk podcast with
Megbo
and Isaiah.
What up, motherfucker?
Hello, Tinkle Isaiah.
Tinkle, Megbo. Wow.
We are back. It's been a hot second. We had Easter. We had 420.
Oh, 420. Jesus Christ. I got a few things to say about that. But first and foremost, for all my people out in New Jersey, weed is legal! Weed is now legal for recreational use. It always was legal for medical use, but now it's legal for recreational use. You can go and buy weed like you go and buy alcohol at the liquor store.
That's pretty awesome.
It's super fucking expensive, so fuck all y'all. Because I'm not going to pay $60, $65 for an eighth. Not going
to
happen.
Heck no, I'm still going to drive my ass to Massachusetts just so that the weed is a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, because I'm just not. I'm going to keep getting from my guy. But anyway, weed is now legal in New Jersey recreationally, which is amazing.
You went to like a big like celebration the day before.
Yes.
At a smoke shop.
It wasn't 420. It was 416, I think. It was a few days before 420.
Oh, yeah. It was the day before Easter.
416. Okay. So I went to this big, it was like a smoke shop. But they had this big, like, celebration, party, like...
It was an event.
Free weed all over the place. Free joints, free bong hits, free dabs. Let me fucking tell you. Free THC and CBD-infused...
Seltzers.
Seltzers. White Claws. They had everything. So the way that it worked, they gave you chips. Like poker chips? No, like poker chips. And each stand, you would give them a chip and they would give you whatever you wanted. I had edibles. So I started my day, my evening at the event with a joint, a bong hit,
and a White Claw.
An edible, a White Claw, one White Claw. Y'all know I can drink one White Claw. And then I went for a dab. They even offered you free fried chicken, free chicken wings, free french fries, free s'mores. It was everything was free.
I did a dab once, and while the smoke was in my mouth, I just saw complete blackness. I blacked out, and then when I blew the smoke out, people were saying that I was saying, wow, 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 over and over.
So
I can only imagine what that dab did to you.
But wait, there's more, and this one's a screamer. So everything was free. They gave me literally a bag full of at least $200 worth of free shit. Like cones, t-shirts, hats, a grinder. I got a brand new grinder with
a
little scoop.
I should have gone.
Six different types of blunt wraps. Everything. It was amazing. So
do you use those?
I don't. I'm gonna give them to a friend. So anyway, I go like this.
I'm saying we should roll a blunt after this and celebrate 420. Oh, go for a walk around the block. You know what I'm saying?
So that's the thing with the weed legalization in New Jersey. You can only smoke it in your property.
Yeah.
You can't walk around and shit like that. And we have a park right around the corner. That's literally like a felony. Like, I will go to jail if a cop finds me smoking by a park. Like, here, Timmy, you want some weed? Anyway.
I would eat the blunt before.
I've actually done that.
I've done it too. And you know what? The cop went right past me. It wasn't even for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was at a club and smoking and somebody was like, someone's coming this way. And I ate the blunt.
Yep.
And they just walk right past me.
And then they're like, oh, thank God, give me. And then you're like, chomp, chomp, chomp. And they're like, oh, fuck.
Yep. But they were like, oh, at least we know we can count on you.
Yep, same thing with me too.
So I take the dab.
Great minds twerk alike.
The guy that gave me the dab is the owner of the whole smoke shop. He's throwing the thing. He starts going when I'm taking the dab. And immediately I'm like, oh, fuck, this guy is like, if he's freaking out, I'm fucked. So whatever, I go and I sit down on a chair by myself at a table. And I'm like ripped out of my mind. Never been that high in my life.
It's the dab.
I could hear everyone's individual conversations.
It was probably bugging you
simultaneously, out. Yeah. And I felt like people were talking about me. And I would turn around and nobody was even
looking
acknowledging that I was there. Everybody was doing their own shit. But again, I went alone, so I didn't have someone to like
converse with,
talk me out of it. So I was picking up my phone. My phone wasn't even on. And I was just picking it up, pretending to be to look at it, to like try to calm myself down.
Picking it up and putting it down. Like, picking it up, putting it down.
I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm just pulling this off so good right now. I don't look like I'm freaking out at all. As I'm like
scratching yourself, twitching and shit. And
so I was like, every time the DJ would be like, hey, I would jump out of my seat. Jump. So I'm like, okay, I need to get out of here. So there wasn't even an exit because nobody was leaving. So they literally was like, go through that hole in the fence. So I went through the hole in the fence and I was like, I need to sit in my car. So I sat in my car and the car starts moving backwards. And I'm like, oh my God, my car's moving. It wasn't even on. And I look around and I was like, oh my God, it's not moving. I'm just super fucking high.
Maybe it was the car next to you that started moving.
No, nobody was even around me. I was just parked stationary, but I was so fucking high, never in my life. And then I ended up putting some Billie Eilish music on, and that really calmed me down. And I realized I was so heightened from the music and the people and the tons and tons of weed that eventually I just like calmed down and I chilled. But it was quite the experience. I have never been that high in my life. But
jeez. I missed out on a good time.
I asked multiple people to go, and everybody was like, yeah, sure, uh-huh. And then, like, an hour before, they were like, I'm feeling a little rough. The fuck does that mean?
Who said that?
It doesn't matter. But,
I'm
feeling a little rough. I like it a little rough.
My hickey's rough. That's what my mom said when she saw the hickey on my neck. She goes,
that little thing?
That looks rough. Well, back when it was fresh.
Oh, beautiful. So classy. Anyway, that was quite an experience. And I was told by one of the organizers, who's my friend, he was the one that told me about it.
That's your guy.
Yes. He said there will be more events like that in the future. So I'll definitely be attending there again with other people, probably like a whole group.
Yeah, I'll probably go next time. It was just the fact that it was the day before Easter and I got like family shit to do and get ready for. Anyway.
So what have you been up to, Megbo?
So I went to the Poconos the past weekend for my first cousin, Kelly. It's her bachelorette. She's getting married in 2 weeks. Congratulations. Early congratulations to my cousin, Kelly, and her husband. Or you know how COVID, like, they're already married and have a baby now.
Are they?
Because of, you know, during COVID, you know, everything was postponed. So now the big family wedding is going to be happening. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this, how like the couple's already married before COVID or during COVID because they wanted to, but then the party happens after. So the big party is happening in 2 weeks, even though they're already married and have a baby. But I'm really excited. Congratulations to you, Kelly and Michael. I'm a bridesmaid, and we went to the Poconos. We went to Mount Airy's Casino. I won $15 and cashed out.
Oh, shit.
I'm not a gambler. I did the Wheel of Fortune. Everyone always says the Wheel of Fortune, you always win. I was with somebody once who won $1,500 just from putting $10 in the Wheel of Fortune slot. I put into the Wheel of Fortune slot $20. I hit the button twice. And I won $15. I was like, that's it. Cash out. Put in 20, came out with 35.
Damn.
I was like, that's a drink for me. My sister lost $50. People lost $200. I was like, that's too much for me. I'm not going to lose money like that.
I have never gambled a day in my life.
We would have a lot of fun. We should take the drive to Mount Airy's. I'll drive you.
I do not gamble.
It's an hour and some. It's like an hour and 20 minutes away.
But I don't gamble.
Neither do I.
Well, you gambled that day.
$15.
Oh.
I won.
You won $15?
I just told the story. I put in $20. No. I hit the button twice and I won $15.
So you left with $35.
Yep. And I cashed out. And I my sister was like, that's so stupid. And I was like,
I would have probably used those $15 again.
Yeah.
And see what happens. But I don't gamble. So
see, I was feeling anxious. So I just cashed out. And then I was walking around with like a Red Bull and vodka. And just like scoping out, talking to people.
I think they have.
I met a football player. He was wearing Barstool Sports. And I was like, you work for Barstool Sports? And he goes, no, but I'm a football player for the Pillars.
The
beakers. I didn't even know. And I'm like, nice, nice, nice. That's awesome. And everyone's like, he's a football player, Megan. And I was like, I don't watch football, so I have no idea who he is. And then he kept, like, looking at me, probably because, like, I didn't give a big reaction. I'm like, oh.
You should have given him a Whistle Away Twerk sticker.
I didn't even think to give anybody a Whistle Away Twerk sticker.
Damn.
My brain was turned off that weekend.
I did a lot of networking today, until I did the dab. When I did the dab, there was I wasn't networking. Nothing was working.
But that's why I thought if we ever go to the casino, we should just, like, promote there. You know, just talk to people. People are drinking.
There wasn't, like, old people there?
Some were old. Some were, like, young. It was a lot of bachelorettes, bachelor parties. There was, like, they were all for a wedding party that were there.
Interesting.
So, younger people, yeah. But also old people.
Oh, wow. Sounds like you had a good time.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a short little weekend. Well, during the time off that we had, Isaias and I made another YouTube video. So Whistle Why You Twerk now has a YouTube. It's called Whistle Why You Twerk Podcast. Oh, really? Yeah. So type in Whistle Why You Twerk Podcast into YouTube. Ooh, how original. And you'll find we have like 5 uploaded videos. One of them that I didn't talk about yet was the Britney Spears workout. I remember in past episodes I was doing the workout, but yep. I didn't put the video out. So the video is out there, so check it out. You could see my entire progress.
You should see her results now.
I mean, I did get a 6-pack from doing 1,000 crunches a day. So that was actually...
Now she drinks a 6-pack.
A day. And Isaias and I, for Easter, we celebrated this year by making celebrities. And we did Julia Fox, we did Amanda Bynes, Ariana Grande, and Britney Spears, of course. So check out our videos. They're very fun and silly. And we had a good time. So follow our YouTube.
Yeah, for sure. It was a really good time.
We had fun.
My favorite was the Britney one. I kept the wig for that.
Isaias answered the door today, and he had the wig on his hair. And I was like, oh, look at you.
I didn't even
know. And you're
know.
Just like, what? And I was like, your hair.
I completely forgot because
you're like,
I was cleaning and I was trying to get it out of the way. So I was like, let me just put it on my bun just to get it out of the way. And I forgot it was
even
there.
And it's a blonde scrunchie bun on top. I'm like, look at you.
All right. I think it's time to dive on in.
Into some music news.
We got some music shit going on. All right. Lil Nas is coming. And he is ready. He's coming for the Montero Live Tour.
That's very exciting.
Starting September 25th. It's not your conventional tour because it seems very short.
A lot are overseas.
There's
right?
About half of them are overseas, half of them are in the U.S., but very one dates.
Like one day in New York.
1 day, 2 days in California, 2 days in Miami, 1 date in Philadelphia. It's not, normally I feel like when artists do tours, there's like 30, 40 dates. And this is half of that. This is like maybe 15 dates.
And it seems like a lot of performances when like, they have like hundreds of performances they're doing. Yeah. That's a lot.
But it's not a lot.
For him.
For him.
Yeah.
Which I'm very surprised. There's but yes, about half of them are overseas. So it's not a world tour. It's a very small tour. I don't even know if it's gonna be in like a big arena, you know, like Madison Square Garden or Nassau Coliseum.
You think he could sell out Madison Square Garden?
I don't know. Which is probably why they only have 1 date.
Yeah, so everyone flocks to it that one day.
So they'll fill it in.
That's what
that
I was
one
thinking.
Day.
Or even if there
maybe
wasn't
there's not
one.
Enough hype to do more than one.
Yeah, I totally was just thinking that before you said it. That makes sense because then you would sell the tickets.
So Montero was one of the biggest albums of this past year, and everybody loved it. Not me.
You didn't like it, but no. I loved every single song on that album.
In the whole entire song, there was maybe 5 songs that I liked.
That's what a fucking one.
Yeah, that one, Montero.
Industry Baby.
All the singles.
I love the song with Miley Cyrus.
I felt like I was in like 2002 where I had to listen to the singles and then buy the album and hate all the other songs.
Am I Dreaming? I really like that song. I like Cry a Little.
I didn't like it.
I like Cry a Little. I'm like, I hope you remember me when my Whistle Why You Twerk raunchy farts and comments that I make. God. Remember me.
Remember me. All right, another artist going on tour, Little Mix. Now, remember,
they're the UK. Yo, I tell you what I want, what I really, really
they
want.
They basically are, in essence, the new Spice Girls.
Yeah.
They're a spice, a mix of spices. A little
a
mix.
A little mix of spices, yeah.
They're a little seasoning. Jersey left. Or Jersey? Or Jesse?
Jesse. Nelson.
Jesse left the group.
Because the rest of them had babies, like sayonara.
Yeah, bye. but they're doing the Little Mix last quotes, I mean in parentheses, last show for now.
So their final.
Global live stream event. Ooh. Live streaming from the O2 Arena in London.
London. We have to live stream it.
Yeah, this I will live stream because the whole Bebe Rexha was such a fucking disappointment. Her career is down the toilet as far as I'm concerned.
No, poor thing.
No, not poor thing. You don't do that to your fans that spent money. We got a refund, but other people didn't know. People in France were just waking up to hoping to see the replay because they told us we would get a 24-hour replay of this event.
And then they did.
And
no.
They did not.
Why didn't... All right, well, we don't have to get into it, but that's so unprofessional.
That is.
She's unprofessional.
That is, as far as I'm concerned.
It's false advertisement.
Bye-bye, BB.
BB, bye-bye.
Anyway.
And I liked her. She's very pretty. Very interesting look.
I did really like Bebe Rexha, but I'm... That's a really good way... That shows you how fast you can lose a fan when you treat them like they're ain't shit.
Oh, like
but
Adele.
A number.
Like Adele, the like computer.
Who? I'm sorry. I don't know who that is.
Adele?
I don't know her.
Exactly. And you were her biggest fan.
I wasn't
wise.
Her biggest fan.
You said that my favorite vocal singer was Adele. And now you're like, who?
Adele?
Adele computer?
No. Huh? I don't know her. Anyway.
Yeah, she lost a fan.
Yeah.
And a good one, too.
And it's because you don't understand the work or the time that people have to put in to get this money to pay to see you.
We're not even either middle class or down. And these people are idolizing you and they're spending their hard earnings.
They're making space for you in their life as an artist.
Yeah.
Because they whatever it is that you put out, they can relate, they enjoy,
it
makes them happy.
Yeah.
But... when you do shit like that.
Yeah. Like cancel an entire tour the day before.
You know you're angry when Megan is spitting all over the place. Look at that.
It's so unprofessional. You know, my mother would just fucking drag me on that stage.
Yeah, absolutely. And
she
that's
would say,
how,
you get your ass on that stage.
Because she knows what it is to be an entertainer. You do what you gotta do, even if you don't want to do it. But the truth of the matter is... And I'm look how heated I am. That's how
I know, we're going
bothered
back
I was
to
about
Adele.
Bebe Rexha and Adele because I felt
cheated,
backstabbed,
cheated.
Like you, I was back. I as a fan was backing you up because we at that time during the whole Bebe Rexha era, there wasn't live performances.
Yeah,
we didn't have anything, and they didn't have income coming in. So here we come, the fans being like, "Here's our money." And you're going to give me a 19-minute show with 4 minutes of introduction?
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
And Travis Barker is involved?
Oh,
get
come
the fuck out of here.
That was one of the selling points for me.
Yeah.
And her titty popped out. That was great.
Great. I got a peep show.
And there's something about Bebe Rexha that I like. I know she's very insecure about her body type, but I think she's so beautiful. And I like her voluptuous.
She's insecure about her body type
because she's
of the industry.
Changed. And she's changed in her body weight during COVID and this and that. But you know what? That's just so relatable for people. And
exactly.
For a pop star, she's beautiful. And I think she's so relatable. And she should just keep doing what you're doing. You know
don't
what
do
I mean?
It, girl. Get out of here. We're done with you.
But before. You know
before,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Before. And I just, I look at pictures of her and I'm like, she still is so hot. And it's a shame that it just went
you
down
know, and
the
it,
drain.
It makes me, it really like,
it could have been something.
Riles me up because... You as an artist, you have control. why did you agree to making this 19 minutes?
And it was pre-recorded too.
You took people's money and then you allowed them to make this 19 minutes long. You probably agreed to it.
It was probably 16 minutes, really.
And 19 minutes, I'm saying as a whole. Because really it was 14 minutes long, or 16 minutes.
Yeah.
Because it was 4 minutes of...
Introduction.
Of nothing.
Nothing.
So, in my... If I was an artist, no.
And then there was no conclusion. It just went
turned
right
black.
To black.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, she'll be back.
Yeah.
She'll be back.
I remember
And
that.
Then people are in the chat. And they're like,
she's not coming back.
This is over. Is this fucking over?
Yeah.
This can't be it.
Just
I want a
it's
refund.
Over, doesn't mean it's really over. That's what we were thinking.
I want a refund. And people were outraged in the chat.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah, I know.
Divulging and back into BB. Bye bye, BB. Ew.
BB poopsie. BB me poopsie. All right, so Lizzo, it's about damn time. She put out a new single.
With a new single. It's about damn time. And Lizzo has a new album coming out, right?
Yes, a new album coming out this summer, July 15th. It's called Special.
Special. Interesting. Let me tell you, Lizzo missed the boat.
With disco?
Yes. Her new song is disco themed.
I like it though.
I didn't say I didn't like it, but she missed the boat.
It's late.
Lizzo's hanging on the end of the boat. The boat is floating away, and then Lizzo fell in the water.
I mean, Dua Lipa's future nostalgia. Shusha.
I'm very superstitious.
Dua Lipa's future nostalgia was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, with Disco
Kylie Minogue. Which was such a great album.
Kylie Minogue was the spearheader of that disco era.
Hmm.
She hit her number one mark. Little Mix right under her at number two. Future Nostalgia also came out. Dua Lipa and Kylie Minogue made a tour,
wow,
a virtual tour that was cheaper than
BB
Rexha's, and it was
an hour long. Wow.
But not to talk about BB Rexha anymore because it gets me riled up. I'm sweating under my chest. But
anyway. It is a shame with BB.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't even know who BB Rexha is, but.
But they do if you, like, ooh, it's just me, myself, and I.
So don't leave until I die.
And if it's meant to be,
it'll be.
That's BB Rexha in Florida, Georgia Line.
Just let it be.
So, but people know the song.
Yeah.
They just don't know who she is.
That's me.
But the truth of the matter is they ain't going to know who she is no more. Because I'm done. Facts. I'm canceling her right now.
But not only that, I think everybody has. The industry, her album didn't even chart.
It did not.
You know, and that's embarrassing.
Yep.
When you have hit songs.
Because even Koi Leroy charted.
At like 89.
89 in the top 100.
She put out a new album called Trendsetter. I know the last episode we talked about Blink Blink.
Ugh.
I wasn't a fan. Nicki Minaj. I mean, you said how it's either Bad Baby or Koi Leroy, and you have to pick one.
And Bad Baby? That's my Bad Baby.
Ooh,
bitch.
We didn't even talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
Well, we could talk about it in Celeb.
Let's just talk about it right now.
So, Bad Baby, who is kind of cut from the same
cloth.
Because
who fucking cares about Koi Leroy? Yeah, she sold 11,000 albums in the first week. Ugh, who cares? Moving on.
So, Bad Baby is Catch Me Outside, How About That? Y'all a bunch of hoes.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Phil Protégé. and it was headlined that she made $52
million. $52.8
wow.
million. Close to $53 million.
Oh my God.
Close to $53 million.
Imagine.
And you're telling me Britney Spears is only worth $60 million? Suck my asshole. Suck my asshole.
Yeah. What the fuck is that about?
Suck my asshole. That's what
Britney
that's
would be a superstar on OnlyFans. Does she know that?
Yeah, but I don't want to give her the idea.
Maybe write to the her publicist, her friend that you're friends with on Instagram. You and her publicist are like besties. Slide into her DMs and be like, look, all I'm saying is Britney could make up that money.
Yeah, but
she lost.
You know why?
And then when she made it up, Delete.
She's going to sue the fuck about out of TriStar Entertainment, and she's going to get her money back.
That's what
we're working on right now. But we'll get into that later.
Britney news.
So, Coileroy sucks. Love Bad Baby. She made $53 million on OnlyFans. On OnlyFans in a year.
But what does she do? Does she shake a little ass on her titties?
I don't know. Should we subscribe?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll split it.
All right. Let's subscribe. Let's see how... Because I have OnlyFans.
Yeah, you do.
Let's see how much right now...
She goes for,
yeah. Okay. So to subscribe... Oh my God! It's $24 a month to subscribe to her OnlyFans.
So we could just do it once.
And you do it for the whole month. And you get access to... She has 31 videos, 95 videos. Photos.
Are these pussy videos?
It could be.
All right. You got to...
But you don't know until you subscribe. And then you also... The way OnlyFans works is like... Let's say you have an OnlyFans. I send Megbo a message and say... Oh, can I get a personal video of you touching your cooter?
Oh my God, and she will.
And she will, but it costs $15 to get this one message. And then you could also tip. Yeah. So if it's good, you're like, oh, here's another five extra.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I have multiple people that want me to be their manager.
Are you gonna subscribe?
Not right now, but we will.
You don't want to talk about it live and we can tell them exactly what's on it?
You want to? I don't have the money for that right now, man. I gotta wait till tomorrow when I get paid.
All right. We'll let you guys know next week.
But maybe
week. We'll
go on a live.
Oh, yeah. Oh. And we'll be like, do a reaction. Wow. Or like TikTok it.
All right.
Okay. That could be cool.
So anyway.
Camila Cabello.
Oh.
Did I say it right?
No. Camila.
Camila Cabello.
There you go.
I got the last name.
Her album, Familia.
I listened to it twice.
And what'd you think?
I enjoyed it, but I also was thinking, oh, made my teeth hurt.
That's what I thought of that album.
I was wet. Oh my gosh.
It smells like mint.
Oh my God. My fart before smelled really bad.
I didn't smell it.
Wow, I felt really bad. You didn't see me like, should I open the window?
Oh, I thought you were pointing at the birds.
No, I was like, should I open that? Sorry, guys. We are very airy people.
Airy on a ground.
Wait, so I did enjoy Familia. Now, I remember what you said, how she doesn't actually...
She's feeding off of Latino. The Latin community. Even though she is Latina, she doesn't...
represent.
In my opinion.
So she's just profiting off of the culture.
Correct. That's how I feel. Somebody else may feel different. But I feel like
But I did
like
enjoy
she,
the music.
It was... I will tell you this. Out of the whole album, I only enjoyed the songs that were in Spanish.
I mean, they all were great. It's a short album, though. Very short.
No,
it's like 30 minutes.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm.
She had a lot of like interludes.
Yeah.
That were like 3 or 4, like 30 seconds long.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's a 34-minute album.
Unless it was the Spanish songs. There were a couple of Spanish songs that I thought were really good. Really good. Like, I played it multiple times. But the album as a whole, Ed Sheeran had no business being on there.
I like Bam Bam.
No.
Bam Bam.
I wasn't a fan. But who knows? Where the fuck is Normani? That's what I want to know.
She's lazy. Lazy. We saw her live on TV.
And they were dragging her on the floor because she's like, I don't want to dance.
She was like boring.
No. Oh, wait. On the show.
Yeah.
Yes. But this is what we...
That was the last thing I've seen her do anything.
What I pointed out to you is some people have personality and some people don't. But when they're on stage, they shine.
She wasn't shining on that stage.
Yeah, well, she wasn't performing.
But she was. There's an audience.
Yeah, but that wasn't... She was like being Normani the person, not Normani the performer.
Yeah, you gotta have the full package for me, dog.
But...
Yeah, but sorry.
I can't wait for her album to come out, but like, Jesus, I'm gonna be like 45 when the album comes out.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's taking forever. She did a single recently, but it was just slow. Like, music
Fair or Faith? Something like that. But it was forgetful.
And, like, slow. Wasn't even, like, upbeat. Like, in my opinion, she should put out songs like Cardi B's type songs that are like...
Yeah, but she's not Cardi B. She's Normani. She is...
Janet Jackson.
No.
Like a new...
She's an Aaliyah. She's a new Aaliyah.
Okay.
Like, R&B, slow, sexy, coming out like...
Yeah.
That's who... She's the new Aaliyah. And Aaliyah, when Britney came out, they were comparing Aaliyah and Britney as... The pop Aaliyah
Princess
and the
R&B
Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, no, I believe it and I remember. I was there. You weren't.
I was there. I was like one.
You were a baby. You're a baby. I was tickling you under your chin. I was babysitting you.
Anyway. Okay. Last one from Music News. Omar Apollo. You don't know who he is. But he is a really great indie artist. Amazing. He's Latino. He has a mix of songs on his album. It's called Ivory. Definitely check it out. He has sang songs with Daniel Caesar, who is huge right now. Again, indie artist. But he was at the Grammys, Daniel Caesar.
Okay.
Omar Apollo was not at the Grammys. But... His new album, Ivory, is amazing. If you want to talk about Omar Apollo, you got to talk to the younger kids. They love Daniel Caesar because he's huge. He did a song with her. He did a song with Bruno Mars.
I love her.
And this guy. What's this fucking guy with the brain? Tyler, the Creator. Also did a song with him. And Omar Apollo as well. So I definitely think that he is someone that you should check out. Maybe not you personally. I don't think it's your music. Because it's like, kind of like romantic and slow.
Thank you, next.
You're like, young kids are fucking to this. That's what you thought about 070 Shake. And now what? 070 Shake has that song with Madonna.
With the TikTok.
That's 070 Shake with Madonna.
I remember you said that during the YouTube.
Yes.
And we did a little fun fact. I love that.
But anyway.
So one last bullet point on the music news.
Whoa. Wow. Ooh. The Zayman.
Is Kendrick Lamar, who was one of the performers for the Super Bowl headliners. He is having a new album come out May 13th. So if you're a fan of Kendrick Lamar, which we are, keep an eye out for that.
Is he dating Kylie? Who's dating Kylie?
Travis?
You know what? I literally hate the Kardashians so much, I don't even know who's dating who. What's Chris's boyfriend's name? Charlie?
Corey Gambler. They might be engaged.
You know he's using her, right? This is...
Well, he's a gold digger. Remember, Kim said that in the SNL. She was like, I'm not a gold digger, but if I had to get advice from one, well, I talked to Corey, and Corey gave me some great advice.
Anyway.
We'll talk about that in the Kardashian Caboodle is their TV show, because they go into the SNL. All
right, so now it's time to move on to
TV, Netflix, movies, and boobies.
Let's get right into it. The Dropout with...
Amanda Seyfried.
Loved it.
I met her once.
Did you?
Yep.
Did her eyes touch you?
Her eyes are bugging huge. Out of her head. Her eyes are huge. I met her and Anne Hathaway at the same time.
Did you shake hands with her pupils?
She's very pretty in person.
Really?
Yeah, gorgeous.
Even her eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Very cool.
They're huge, though. They take up, like, at least her cheeks.
They need their
half
own
of
seats.
Her, yeah. But yeah, that's where she plays. It's a true story where she plays this, like, medical genius.
Elizabeth
Holmes. And she just wants to be an inventor and just, like, make a name for herself. She's, like, obsessed with it. Talk about being privileged. She comes from a very privileged, wealthy home, and she's just, like, a selfish little brat, and she just wants to be famous in the medical field for something.
But it's more. There's also underlying tones of feminism. Of like, it's not just the thing, it's the fact that she's a woman.
Yeah, and I remember
the lady from
Roseanne, the sister from Roseanne, plays like one of the, in the first episode.
Well, now it's not Roseanne, now it's the Connors. Because Roseanne doesn't exist anymore. It's the Connors.
Well, the sister who's the funny one anyway, she's in the show.
So, my view on this is... She's willing to do whatever it takes.
To just get her name out there.
To get her name out there. But again, not just as fame, but as a woman. Because, not for nothing, men do stuff like this all the time. And they get away with it and they make a name for themselves. So in her head, she was like, I'm going to do the same exact thing. I'm going to do it the right way. She started the right way. When she saw it wasn't working out. She's like, all right, we got to do it the wrong way. It's not working out.
So she created an invention and she knew that it was a sham.
Yeah.
And she still put it out and made millions and millions and millions of dollars. And she became actually one of the Forbes richest women.
Under 30, I think, or under 40.
Yeah.
And they put her on the cover.
Yeah. She was like the Forbes, you know, hot rich lady. And turned out to be a lie.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, watch the show. And Amanda Seyfried, I mean, I love the way she talks.
It's not spoiler alert.
But the way she talks.
But she changes her voice.
Yeah, she does. So it's like a morphed thing and turned into this like character. And
every time she's on camera, she sounds more masculine.
Yeah, yeah.
Because nobody wants to hear, like, not that nobody wants to hear a woman sounding like a woman, but it has more impact. Because of the way society is wired to hear like, huh, 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 the lower, the better.
Everything down here.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to do it this way. Versus,
it was so bizarre.
Versus Mean Girls, I'm a mouse. Duh.
Oh.
And that shows her wide range of
But when characters. She wasn't on camera being interviewed, like on the show, she didn't sound like that.
Yeah, right. Oh, interesting. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Only
I just
when
thought
she was
like
being
crazy.
Interviewed on camera, that
she
would go
voice.
Like this.
Yeah, and like everything was down here.
Yeah, like Chloe.
Yeah.
My pussy's like a cave.
Oh my God. But yeah, it's an interesting show. I kind of lost interest just because, I don't know, started getting,
You weren't into it. It's fine.
Yeah,
You're allowed.
I dropped out. Sorry.
That's why it's all actually called The Dropout, because she did drop out of college. To be able to pursue this.
Yeah. Well, she was like, they didn't even want to accept her in college. She was too young. She was a freshman. And then, you know, she went in with the seniors, like AP and like this and that. All right, moving on into, oh, this is so good, guys. So I'm watching a show on Hulu, and it's such a good show. This one's also a true story, and it's called The Girl from Plainfield, and it's Elle Fanning, so Dakota Fanning's little sister. She was in Maleficent with Angelina Jolie. That's a great movie, but she's the starring role, and she plays the girl. Remember the girl that told, it was a big trial thing, where she told her boyfriend, who was like suicidal, who was like, you know, I'm doing it and like killing himself.
Yeah.
And it was all text. It was all through text messages. And she told him to get back in the car and kill himself.
Now, do you believe she should be tried for that?
That's a good question. I mean, she was 18.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing was like, she was 30 miles away. She wasn't actually there, but it was like I guess like a mental thing. I guess you got to get a slap on the wrist and go to jail for like a year or two. You know what I mean? Like you can't just like do that shit. But she kept saying like, I have to tell my story. So it ends up being like Romeo and Juliet kind of a thing where they both were going to do it. And then he did it first. And then it's like, well, I got to do it now. Because they wanted to be together, but they couldn't.
Ew,
they wanted to be weird. Together in eternity. But they both were like effed up in the head.
Okay.
And oh my God, it's so good, Isaias. And she's obsessed with Lea Michele and Glee. So like, she'll
Typical.
Be like, she'll like say things and the sister will be like, that's from Glee. And she'll be like, no, it's not. Like at the dinner table. But then she'll have like fantasies where you're like, she'll be in the street and she'll like be dressed up like Lea Michele, but she's daydreaming and she's like singing a song with like her boyfriend who's dressed like the guy Finn from Glee.
Mm-hmm.
it's so weird. I was like, I can't believe they're going this route, but it's so interesting. And it kind of made me laugh out loud, but I was like, oh my God, like, this is crazy.
Very interesting.
It is interesting.
It doesn't sound like it's for me.
But it's like weekly episodes, so you have to wait a week, and then a new episode comes out. So like every time I click it, I know, I love it.
Every time I click it, I take it.
But the mom is Chloe Sevigny. How would you pronounce that?
Sevigny.
Chloe Sevigny. She was in Big Love. She was in American Horror Story. She played the one in season 2 of Asylum, and she was the one who had her head shaved for sleeping with, like, well, anybody. She was promiscuous. So she had her head shaved. And, yo, I love her as an actress. She is so great. So great acting all around. Great show, but it's like dark because it's like suicidal stuff. But her reasoning was they had like this weird thing where they wanted to die together.
They had a pact.
They had a pact. So he was going to die and then she was going to die first, but they read his text messages. So she got in trouble before that can happen.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? But she changed and
she wasn't going to fucking kill herself.
I know. So it's like really, really interesting. So that's on Hulu. It's called The Girl from Plainfield.
Well, now to lighten things up a little bit.
I know. Sorry.
Fucking suicide-y over here.
It's a good show. It's a drama.
On Netflix, a new show called Hard Cell. I am obsessed. Cell, like a prison cell, like C-L-L. C-E-L-L. It is so fucking funny.
I laughed out loud.
So this is comedian Catherine Tate.
She's the UK comedian.
Yeah, she's think of her like, who could she be?
Austin Powers. Like playing all the roles.
He's American, right?
He's UK.
Okay, so I'm saying what's an American? Think of her like Eddie Murphy.
Oh.
Like he plays all the characters in his movies. He plays like that. So she basically is a comedian in that sense where she plays
multiple
all the main
characters
in all her... She used to have a show called The Catherine Tate Show, which was like SNL.
Cool.
She's performed for the Queen of England.
Wow.
She's been knighted.
She's funny.
She is hysterical. Well, she's hysterical.
And she's very pretty too.
And I love her. I'm obsessed with her. I have loved her since I was like 15.
She's older. I mean, she's like in her 40s now.
50s.
Wow. Yeah.
I have loved her since I was like 15 years old. My mom sent me an email once that her coworker sent her. And she's like, I think you might like this. I became obsessed. So obsessed. It's basically like The Office, but in prison.
It is so funny. But like every single like side character, like each of the prison people.
She understands comedy. Like very well.
She cast it so well that every single person that's around her is fucking hysterical.
They highlight her character so well.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Highly recommend.
Highly recommend if you want to laugh,
think of
belly
it like,
laugh. You
think
and your boyfriend
like,
or girlfriend sitting on the couch, Netflix and chill.
Or your significant other, your non-binary significant other.
I just said your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Or non-binary.
Oh, if you're a worm.
Don't. Or your non-binary significant other.
Or your Demi Lovato.
Your Demi Lovato. But... I'm telling you, hilarious, very, very funny. It's like The Office meets Orange is the New Black.
But I love that it's a woman, too.
Yeah.
It's not a guy.
So my mom, we all know my mom is hip.
Iris
hip to
is
quit.
Hipper than Isaiah.
She watched, all right, let's calm down.
I winked at you. You could have just went along with it.
I will never. So my mom watched the show and she goes, oh, you know, it was funny as is, but I don't get it, like, why you thought it was so funny. And I'm like, you didn't think it was funny, like, she was playing all the characters? And
she
goes,
didn't
oh,
realize.
She was playing all the characters? But that's when you know you're, like, so good that people don't even know that you're the same person.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a little fun fact. I did not know Dr. Evil and Fat Bastard and Mike Myers.
Oh, my God.
And Austin Powers.
Until when?
Until my mom told me.
Recently?
I'm like, no, like, no.
Back then.
Like, back when
then.
It first came out, like,
it's
we
the
watched
same
the movie
guy.
And I'm like, oh, that guy was so funny. And she's like,
it's
that
the
was
same
the same
person.
Guy.
That person's
I had
the
no
same.
Idea.
That person's the same.
But yeah, so, so, so funny. Highly recommend
yes.
on Netflix.
Very funny.
Hard
Cell.
C E L L.
Hopefully, we sold you on it. Sold you on it. That was bad. Oh, so you've been watching. This looks really good. I actually am going to start watching it. God. The First Lady with Viola Davis.
If you can log in.
On Hulu, I can. I know, I'm having issues logging in.
So, The First Lady with Viola Davis. Who it follows the trajectory of the First Ladies. And it's Viola Davis as Michelle Obama, mm-hmm. Michelle Pfeiffer as Betty Ford, mm-hmm. and Gillian Anderson as Eleanor Roosevelt.
Right.
And...
Eleanor Roosevelt looks like a boner
shrinker. Who else is in there? Dakota Fanning.
Ah!
Elle Fanning's sister.
Ah!
So...
She's back acting?
She's back acting.
Oh!
And so far, I'm only 3 episodes deep.
I love the Fanning sisters.
She's not like a main character, but she's still in it. Ooh. Anyway... So
the girl who plays Eleanor Roosevelt, I was like,
I love clips. The show, but let me tell you, Viola Davis as Michelle Obama has me in stitches, pissing my pants, cracking up because it's like I'm watching SNL. Because she, you know, like when somebody nails the person so good, but it almost looks like they're making fun of them.
Is that how it's coming across?
That's how it's coming across. So she literally, the mouth movements, it is, I know,
I saw clips and it kind of made me go,
I'm watching and I'm cracking up because I feel like I'm watching like an SNL skit.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's because she nailed it so well.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the mouth movements, how she says things.
She became,
but she doesn't look like Michelle Obama, so it looks like she's making fun of her.
I know. I saw clips. But it's so... It was jarring. It makes me want to watch it.
Has me in stitches. Yeah, I'm not even kidding. Like, I'll be sitting there on the couch watching it cracking
up. But it's not supposed to be funny.
I'm like, yo, I literally wrote a Facebook status about it. You know that it's serious when I write a Facebook status about it.
But it's not supposed to be funny, right?
It's not.
No, I didn't think so.
But
you were laughing.
It cracks me up because she nailed it. She nailed it. But
okay, now I have to watch it. It's on Hulu.
It's so funny.
And it's called First Lady.
It's on Hulu, but you have to have an HBO subscription.
That's right. I tried to watch it last night and it was locked. Yeah. And I was like, I forgot. So, that's where I tried to watch it last night.
If you want to watch it after we record, you can watch a couple of episodes. Because I think there's only 2 or 3 episodes right now because it's weekly.
Yeah.
Michelle Pfeiffer, incredible.
I love her. She was in a movie with Dakota Fanning. She was in I Am Sam.
Oh, I never seen him.
That's where
he's
Dakota Fanning.
Mentally challenged.
Yeah, and had a baby, and it's Dakota Fanning.
So, also,
she was a 90s Gillian child
Anderson,
actress.
I don't know who Gillian Anderson is, but wait, she wasn't a 90s child actress.
I was saying Dakota Fanning was kind of like early 2000s, 90s, Uptown
she was
Girls.
Such a huge role. That was when she was a child.
That's what I'm saying.
She was such a huge role in Twilight. She's had her fair
no,
share.
No, but she was a famous child.
Oh, okay.
She was like a baby, like in I Am Sam, she was like 5 and she was
I never saw it, so I don't think
of her
the
cutest little
that.
Girl. She was a superstar back then.
Great show. Highly recommend.
Yeah, gotta watch that. Right, after this.
The First Lady.
Yeah. Yeah. So White Hot is a documentary on the rise and fall of Abercrombie and Fitch.
Let me tell you. And this hit differently for me because It showcases how racist and sizist Abercrombie was.
They were.
So I didn't know this.
I didn't fit into anything in there.
Really?
Yep.
So me, I didn't fit into anything in there either.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize the impact that it had as far as racism. You guys have to check out, if you're between the ages of 25 and 30... Check out this documentary, White Hot, The Rise and Fall of Abercrombie and Fitch. Because it really, and I was like blown away because
it's made for white, tiny little girls.
And boys.
Yeah.
And it's like sexual and it was so crazy. And
no, it's true.
And I knew they were sizist when I was in high school and I couldn't shop there.
Yeah, my friends would always go in there, but nothing fit me there.
I didn't know they were...
They would, like, tell that to me, too.
Yeah, they didn't even go past extra large.
Yeah.
It was extra large or lower. So, I...
And even their extra larges were smaller.
Yeah, they were actually, like, larges. So, I'm watching this, and I realize... And even after they got sued for millions and millions of dollars, they changed their...
image
policy to be models. So if you were white and skinny, you could be in the front. And then they had Impact, which were floor workers that could only work in the back. That's when I started shopping at Abercrombie and Fitch. It was when, not shopping, but like going into the store and realizing nothing fucking fit me.
Yeah.
Is when I realized that they only had white people in the front. And anyone that was not white or not completely emaciated skinny in the back. Crazy. So bizarre. It was a crazy, crazy documentary.
I always felt uncomfortable going in there.
Me too.
Always.
But Ara Pastel wasn't like that. Hollister wasn't like that. And they were not at that time. Now they're all owned by the same company. At that time, they were not owned from the same company. Yeah, yeah. And they had all different color workers, especially Ara Pastel. That was my store to shop at. Mm-hmm. Because the clothes fit me. And I didn't feel weird going in there.
I liked Express. That was my favorite.
Oh, too expensive.
Oh, and Wet Seal. And Joyce Leslie.
These are all girl stores.
Yeah, those were good stores.
Girl stores.
And Forever 21. But that also became hotter later.
Yeah.
But Forever 21 was new. I mean, like, back then.
Megan hasn't been 21 for a few years. But anyway. But yeah, definitely watch White Hot, The Rise and Fall of Abercrombie & Fitch on Netflix. Awesome. It's the number one movie right now.
Wow, I gotta watch it. You gotta text me these things. Just like text it, and then I'll be like, oh, so I'm gonna look up, watch that.
You're not gonna watch it.
At least it's there, and then I have options, because then I sit there and I don't know what to do. So I watch Georgia Rule with Rob.
But that's your choice, Megan. All you gotta do is log into the thing and you see the top 10. Anyway, so another huge thing right now that is blowing up is Moon Knight. Knight as in with the K, like I will knight you, on Disney Plus. It is amazing. I started watching it last night. There's only 4 or 5 episodes, but it is incredible. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. It's like, it's a Marvel production. So it's like superhero-ish.
Oh.
And I'm not into Marvel. I hate Marvel. But you know what I'm noticing? I love all the Marvel side stuff. Like WandaVision, mm-hmm. Moon Knight. As long as it's not the Marvel main stuff, I'm into it.
Like Wonder Woman.
Ugh. Wonder Woman 84 was a bunch of trash.
Gal Gadot was good.
Gal Gadot.
Gabagool.
But who was good?
Gal Gadot.
That's her name?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. I had no idea.
Gal Gadot. I had a best friend when I was in elementary school called Gal. I miss her. She moved to Israel.
Rest in peace. All right. But definitely check that out. It is a Marvel production on Disney Plus. Moon Knight. Amazing. Love it.
So this one's really exciting. Bad Bunny, who's one of the most trending superstars in Latino music industry.
Bad Bunny, bad, bad, bad. I love Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny was cast in Marvel, speaking of Disney and Marvel, in their first Latino superhero live action ever in the history of superhero movies.
I can't wait. He's called El Muerto, which means the dead one.
Ooh.
And it's a Spider-Man spin-off.
Ooh, spin-off.
And it's live action, which is great too, because I thought it was going to be a cartoon.
Yeah.
But no.
It's live action.
It's live action. Ooh. Very excited for that. Love Bad Bunny. I want to suck him off.
Bad Bunny, you know what? I'll tag team with you because he is so talented. What I love about Bad Bunny, and this is where he got me, I loved him that he worked and took it so seriously, the WWE.
I knew you were going to say
that. No, but you know what? Coming from people that watch. Coming that watch WWE regular, they all say Bad Bunny was one of the best celebrity people that came on the show. He took it seriously. It was just great entertainment. He did awesome moves and he worked really hard and prepared for months rehearsing for it.
I believe it.
Wasn't like the day before.
He's an artist.
He took it so seriously and he worked really hard and also announced his tour during that. It was very cool, and I love him for that. One last thing in TV and Netflix is Kaley Cuoco's season 2 of The Flight Attendant.
Love it. The first season.
That's an HBO Max series original.
The second season, you know, I'm a little I'm a little concerned.
Season one was incredible.
Awesome.
I loved it. I didn't know that they were doing a season two. I thought it was a mini series.
Seasons. Maybe you should log in.
I can't.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe give me your account of your cousin.
I'm using your account.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's... Ooh, ow, it stings, doesn't it? Anyway.
I can't get in. It's not letting me.
It's very tight. So, Kaley Cuoco, season two of The Flight Attendant. I don't know what I'm thinking about this show. Right now, I'm a little worried. It's all over the place.
Yeah. That's not good. Because season one nailed it.
Amazing.
Amazing.
But season two is like... too much. It's like they don't know what to do for season two.
They're also doing it during COVID.
They're throwing everything at you, right? And seeing what works. They're Olivia Rodriguing you, and I'm not a fan of that.
Taking it. This isn't the time to like, figure it out.
Just throw everything at them and see what works and
now,
what they
Christina
like.
Now, is Christina Applegate still in it?
Christina Applegate.
Yeah, Christina Applegate was in season one.
Oh, no. At least not now. Christina Applegate?
Yeah. Oh, she has MS now. She's sick.
She has MS.
Yeah. From Love and Marriage.
Are you sure?
Oh, wait. Maybe I'm making that up and I'm mixing up the Gwyneth Paltrow movie. View from the Top.
She was not.
I thought Christina Applegate was in it. I think I'm mixing up two flight movies. Two plane things.
Yeah, because I don't think Christina Applegate was. No.
You're right. You're right. She looks like a Christina Applegate type. And Christina Applegate was in a flying movie. View from the Top with Gwyneth Paltrow and
Michelle Gomez, who plays the...
friend.
The villain. No, the villain.
Yeah.
The friend is actually her sister.
Yeah. I was wrong.
But anyway. So no, Christina Applegate is not in this one.
No, sorry. I mixed up plane movies.
But yeah, I'm very excited, but conscious of what's happening.
And it's weekly episodes?
Weekly.
And it just started when?
Last week, but we got two episodes in a row. It was a two-episode premiere.
Let's watch the first episode of that, and then the First Lady also.
First Wives Club.
And I'll see what I like.
First Lady.
I'll take a taste of it.
I mean, either way, you can't watch either, because they're both on the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, and then maybe I could show you The Girl from Plainfield.
Mm,
just try it.
Probably not.
Try it. No. I'll spoon feed you.
Ew. Anyway... now it's time for
Celebrity Gossip!
Gosh, gosh, be gosh, peace be with you and with you. Alright, let's get into it.
Order in the court.
Johnny versus Amber. Or
Depp versus her.
Depp versus turd.
You heard? The turd. In the audio. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are suing each other in defecating.
Defecations. Well, she did defecate on his
bed. Oh my god, yeah, that was one of the things. Amber Heard, who is from Aquaman.
That's all I know.
She's a bombshell. She's beautiful.
Yeah, but
she's the date Elon Musk following.
Toxic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's fucking toxic. They're both toxic.
She dated Elon Musk following their split, Johnny Depp.
Really?
Elon was her first boyfriend. Oh, and Elon said she was the love of my life. But it didn't work out because...
she's crazy.
Their schedules didn't work out.
What did he do? He doesn't even have a fucking job!
He owns Twitter now.
He doesn't even fucking have a job. Why the fuck is he...
I know. He...
Our schedules doesn't work out because I didn't want to hang out with you at this time. Because I literally control everything.
Maybe she was still crazy about the Johnny Depp
thing. She's crazy.
But yeah, she dated Elon Musk following their split.
Crazy! And you know what? I feel bad because nailed into Johnny Depp when this first happened. We didn't.
Oh, we called him a wife beater and this and that. But we hear audio things and she is crazy. She slammed the door.
She's the physical abuser. Not saying that he's completely innocent because he could be.
He was a verbally abuser. Yeah, and was.
But. She's the one that put them hands on him.
Yeah. And then would just be like, stop being a baby about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I didn't punch you. I slapped you. And then did it again.
I slapped you.
She'd shit on his bed. And then she would record him slamming cabinets. Like, and then be like, oh my God, don't do that. Oh. But he's literally just slamming cabinets.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Like, he's not hurting you. In 2016, Amber Heard claimed that Johnny Depp punched her in the face and she had the bruise mark on her face, and that was on People magazine, and everyone was like, oh my God, Johnny Depp's a wife beater. And she said in court that she used this piece of makeup cover up to cover
this palette
to cover the bruise, and the makeup line that she claimed came out and said that makeup wasn't around. Oh my God, go take a shit, because it's just like fucking in my mouth at this point.
Woo, I feel good. How do you feel?
I'm sweating. We both took a little poop break because clearly something was going on.
Poop. But anyway.
So back to what I was saying. So Amber Heard back in 2016 said, you know, with the infamous bruise on her face, People magazine. And she said that she used the specific palette in court to cover the bruise up. And the makeup line that she claimed to have used said, we didn't come out with that palette until December of 2017. So clearly she was lying, because she was married to Johnny Depp between 2014 and 2016.
Damn.
So 'twas a lie. So clearly it seems like Amber might be lying.
Yeah.
Little psychotic.
But don't get me wrong, Johnny too. But again, one is physical and one is verbal.
Yeah.
Clearly Johnny...
I didn't know Johnny Depp talked like that.
He apparently... There's been pictures and videos of him being like hammered, like blacked out hammered.
Right, I saw them.
And he was like carrying an ice cream, and like all the ice cream dripped and fell on him.
And he was just passed out.
And he was passed out. And they were like, who gave you, why is this picture taken? And he's like, beats me. He's like, she gave me the ice cream knowing I was in this state, knowing this was going to happen, knowing she was going to take a picture of it. Knowing I was going to look bad.
Right.
So it seems very
set up.
Planned.
Yeah.
All of these pictures, these videos, these recordings seem planned, right, in my opinion.
On her end.
No, because he also had...
But it's not against the law to be drunk and...
No!
Yeah, exactly. And
we're doing
drugs.
It right now.
Yeah, exactly. So he's not doing anything wrong. He's just being, I guess, a shitty husband, quote unquote, but he's not being abusive towards her. You know what I mean, though.
Yeah, just like, no, I'm just saying.
If that's the crime, then all right.
Then put me in jail, bitch.
Yeah. Hit me, sergeant.
Anyway, so I'm over this fucking Johnny versus Amber Heard. I really feel like...
They both ruin their careers.
They both ruin their careers completely. Do you
just
understand?
Suing each other back and forth. Because if he wins, she can appeal it. And this is going to just keep going on and on and on.
Until and it goes on and on and on.
Forever.
And it goes on and on and on.
Until they lose all their money, yeah.
I throw my hands up in the air sometime. Singing, ayo, Amber Heard, though. Anyway, moving on. I'm over it.
I'm over it,
too. Elon Musk buying Twitter.
Privately for $44 billion.
Musk you, really? I'm not. I'm over it.
You know how he's actually has all of his money?
Because he bought Tesla.
No, it's not because of Tesla. It's because he came from family money, but their family money, they owned mines in South Africa. And so... South African people would get diamonds and emeralds. It was emeralds in particular.
That's slave labor.
Yeah, that's how he got his money. It's slave labor.
Well, his family.
Yeah, and then it's just...
Pass it to him.
So he comes from slave labor.
So $44 billion. That's pocket change to this man.
Nobody should have that much money.
As he's worth, what, $226 billion?
He said that by 2024, he'll probably be the first trillionaire. And with this move with Twitter, he probably will.
But why? You know, he doesn't even have a house.
And he also cuts his own hair.
You know, he stays at friends' house, right?
And he cuts his own hair. He's psychotic.
Oh, God. This is... I mean, I don't know what's worse. Like,
people like that go to hell. That's what I believe. Sayonara.
Okay. Oh, yeah? Oh, what about the Kardashians? Oh, they're going to flutter off to heaven.
They probably will go to hell, too.
Yeah. They're going to all meet up at the bus stop and get shipped
off
down to hell.
They're not, like, his wealthy.
Yeah, but combine them. Combine them.
But we're talking about one person here, Elon Musk.
Oh, they really are not his wealthy because...
Even combined, it's still pocket change to Elon Musk.
Yeah.
What I'm saying.
He just spent $44 billion.
Bezos. And Putin.
Stop. What? He's not worth that much.
No, but he should get two. Oh. Just while we're at it, get Putin also.
Oh.
And then the whole thing.
We just did some Putin in the toilet. But anyway, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen to Twitter, but...
And Grimes. They have a child together. They have a baby.
Another one.
Yeah, they have a new baby that was a surprise.
I mean, it wasn't a surprise.
It was a surrogate.
A surrogate.
But it's called... I forgot.
All eyes on me and everything just like a surrogate. And we know... Oh, you know what? We'll save that for the Britney notification of the week. Yeah. But... So, Elon Musk. Oh! Lindsay Lohan. We're over Elon Musk. I'm done.
Lohan.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Excuse me. Excuse my French.
Lindsay Lohan. Who, like, now that's, like, kind of, like, circulating that everyone's been saying Lindsay Lohan, but it's Lohan.
Ew.
And that's like, ew, that like we can say it.
Lohan. Ew.
Lohan.
I need a loan for my car.
But she has a new podcast coming out, and it's going to be called The...
Lowdown.
The Lowdown Genius
she's
title.
Low-end.
She definitely did not come up with that.
Oh, I don't know. You don't think so?
Absolutely not.
You're spitting all over the place. All right. COVID still.
Absolutely not.
And your lips are chapped.
I know. It looks
You've been
like...
You've this skin. You look like Tyrone Biggins. Y'all got any more of that crack?
No, I was going to say, when I was in the bathroom, it looks like in Hocus Pocus where Billy has his lips.
Oh, the zombie.
Yeah, it looks like they were sewn together.
Bitch! Bitch! Did he say that?
Yeah, that's the first thing he says. He rips the thing and it goes, bitch!
That's not child friendly.
Doesn't matter. It was Bette Midler. It was PG-13.
Oh.
Bitch.
I was not 13 when I saw the movie. That's why I was terrified of that movie.
Go to hell. Oh, I meant that. Thank you. I thought it quite lovely. And that's when he came out of the thing and he takes a knife and cuts it. I love that. I love the whole
2023. Hocus Pocus
Christmas.
2.
Christmas. I mean, Halloween.
Christmas.
Halloween, it's coming out.
2023.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what they're delicious said.
Wait, so not even this Halloween?
No.
The fuck? I mean, I guess they got like a lot of like airbrushing to make them.
Are they gonna? Are they gonna be alive?
Sarah Jessica Parker. They gotta make her look young again and hot.
I feel we should.
That's gonna take a lot of editing to make just Sarah Jessica Parker the hot witch.
Because she's
young and
not.
Hot again.
She hasn't gotten anything done. This poor woman. Looks
she was
like
the hot one, and now she's not anymore. She's older.
But anyway. All right, so Lindsay Lohan podcast. You ain't got shit on us, but she's probably gonna have better guests. We don't have guests because we're each other's guests. Anyway,
well, you never know. We'll blow up one day. Blow up the bathroom. And now it's time for the
Jenner caboodle.
Ah, what's in your caboodle?
I'm sick of this.
Okay, so Isaias and I both watched the first episode of the Hulu Presents the Kardashians. I liked it. What'd you think, Isaias?
I hated it.
You didn't like
I was sick at Khloé being so nonchalant about Tristan.
Yeah, she was like, I poured water on your clothes. Do you remember that? And he's like, you did? And she was like, yeah, when you cheated on me and I went into labor.
This is disgusting.
She poured water, she said. And he was like, oh, I mean, it's okay. I mean, I didn't notice.
Yeah, because you did my laundry? Oh, great, thanks. You poured water on my dirty clothes? Fantastic, thank you. It smelled like balls. You probably sniffed them because you're pathetic.
Yeah, I feel bad.
Ew. No, don't feel bad because she's her own worst enemy.
Episode 2, I actually sobbed, believe it or not.
I didn't
and it
watch
was
that.
From James Corden. Chloe goes on James Corden and she's like, you know, I'm really nervous because I feel like everybody just judges me all the time. And he said,
we do.
And James Corden said something brilliant. And clearly he's gone through this himself for him to say something so powerful. And he said, if anybody judges you, it's clearly a reflection of themselves. They had those negative words penetrate their own body for it to come and for them to say that to you. Or whatever, online, you know, this and that. Clearly, it's their own reflection. They're going through something. And I was like...
That's so beautiful because Tristan Thompson has penetrated half of Hollywood.
Oh my God, this is brutal. It's brutal out here. Woo! So, yeah, the Kardashian caboodle... All right, so yeah, the Kardashians...
Megan is flustered. She's so red right now. Because she feels like she just got penetrated.
There's just a lot. And Kim talks about the SNL. And she's with Amy Schumer. Amy Schumer's on episode 2. I was like, wow, because of Life and Beth, Hulu, yeah. You know, hand in hand, they're having all the same people on.
They're contracted. Yeah, they're all contracted. It's not because they want
to
be there.
Yeah, Amy Schumer helped. She listened to Kim's opening and said, literally, all the jokes she said, she was like, don't say that. Don't do that. It's not funny. You know what I mean? Like, but was helping her. And I feel like she still said all those jokes on the SNL. So she didn't even listen. Maybe she did it and then they refilmed.
Yeah, of course.
Everything after the fact. Yeah, so I can't wait. It's way too long in between each episode. It feels like a week and a half.
Yeah, but you're so used to reruns.
Yeah, I guess. And it's just back to back. There's only 2 episodes out there, but damn. The next episode is going to be the SNL. Is like her backstage and this and that. So I'm really excited.
What else do you have to talk about these people?
Oh, so they're also on trial, the Kardashians, because Blac Chyna sued them. Another defecating trial.
Dreaming like a slut.
Oh my God. What is that?
Kim Petras.
Oh, throat gurgle? Throat goat?
Throat goat, yeah.
Throat goat.
I can take it all. Love it big or small.
Oh my God. A load? Took a load in your mouth and gargled it. So Blac Chyna is suing the Kardashians, Kris Jenner and the whole team, Kim, Kylie, Khloe, for canceling Chyna and Rob's show, Rob and Chyna, the spinoff of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Was that a thing?
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Season 1. I did watch it.
Oh, there was a thing?
It was season 1, and then season 2, they broke up, and so the network put it on hold, and then the sex, you know, it wasn't getting better because Rob put out the, you know, you know, the pictures of her naked and shit.
That.
And he got his whole thing deleted.
We screenshotted that.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. And so it just didn't get better. And literally, their lawyers said, there is no Rob and Chyna show. If there is no Rob and Chyna, you guys weren't together and that's over with.
Right.
So we canceled it. But she just keeps going on and on and on. Now, she said... It came out that she strangled Rob with an iPhone cord.
Yep.
She said that she
put a gun to his head
on like FaceTime.
And she was like, oh, I was just joking.
Yeah, like he found it funny, you know. But yikes. And also Kylie went on trial. So she went up on the witness stand and she said how back when she dated Tyga, because Tyga and Blac Chyna have a baby together, King, their oldest, which is so weird. Because Robin and Chyna were together, but then all of a sudden Kylie started dating her ex, Tyga. And so Kylie thinks that she had held a grudge about that. And so it like made it even worse, which I can imagine that is fucking weird. Couldn't you like imagine you had a sister and the sister started dating your ex? You know what I mean?
It like, wouldn't happen.
It wouldn't happen. Wouldn't happen. But
I would disown them.
But, yeah, so she said that Blac Chyna would be on drugs and alcohol binges and used to abuse Tyga with a knife.
Call me Chyna 201.
956-4108.
Or follow us on Whistle While You Twerk Podcast on Instagram or on Twitter at
WWYT Podcast. Follow our TikTok at Whistle While You Twerk Pod.
Or email us at whistlewhileyoutwerkpodcast@gmail.com.
Or check out our YouTube at Whistle While You Twerk Podcast.
Wow, we got a whole line going.
Wow, we do.
We're like Jessica Simpson's new shoe line.
But Kylie said that Black China sliced Tyga. He has a 6-inch, like a penis, scar on his arm, shoulder, because of her slicing him.
I've had a 6-inch before.
Isn't that crazy, though? Like, she's abusive.
I've had a 12-inch once, but it was a Subway.
Foot long. Yeah, and that's really it for the Kar Jenner caboodle. And then Blac Chyna wants to redo her testimony. Like, no, you're not going to win. Stop it.
Anyway. No, it's time. It's time, everyone.
It's time for the Britney notification of the week. Yeah. Britney's pregnant.
I called it. Who called it? Who called it? Let me hear it. I literally said 5 days before Britney announced her pregnancy that if she wasn't pregnant already,
she's going to be
pregnant any day. I called it. I already knew it.
She's pregnant. She even showed her belly a little bit.
Yes. Yesterday, was it?
Yeah, on Instagram.
She made a video of her thrusting her People's Choice Awards like a dildo.
It was very funny.
And you could see her belly, her baby belly.
Through the dress.
Oh my God.
It looks hard. Like a beach belly, little mini beach belly in her belly.
Beach belly.
It's like a hard baby. There's a baby in there.
Wow. I can't believe it. I mean, I can believe it because I literally called it, but...
So when they were in Maui and she was naked all the time on Instagram and fucking pregnant. In the pool and fucking shit like that and posting videos, she had a baby.
She was already pregnant.
You know, conceived.
Probably was in the pool.
Conceived. Maybe conceived in the pool.
Oh.
Wow. And water and everything.
Yeah.
Getting in all the holes. Maybe it helped.
Ow. My ass itches.
Although, you know how, like, they say you can't get pregnant in the pool?
They say that?
It's kind of like they say it in health class. You can get pregnant in a pool. You can get pregnant in a hot tub.
You can get pregnant in a box. You can get pregnant by a fox.
Remember in Glee, she had sex with Finn. And remember she got pregnant because they had sex in the hot tub.
Megan.
The prayer girl.
You're saying remember. I don't watch Glee.
Oh.
I've only ever watched a Britney episode.
Sam, so they're having a baby, and Sam Asghari, who's the father,
he met up with Beyonce. Mario Lopez.
Beyonce in quotes.
Yeah, I think they're already married, but that's another thing that's going to come out, and they're going to be like, oh, we've been married for a year, and I'm going to be like, yeah, I know. Called it again. But anyway, he met up with Mario Lopez, and they were talking about daddy duties.
I could see Sam being the next Mario Lopez.
I could see that too.
Being like, Access Hollywood, right? That's what's Mario.
Extra.
You could be like the next, like, you know.
But somebody asked me the other day, do you think that he's for real? That he, like, loves Britney and all this, da da da. And I'm like, listen. If.
He's young, he's 27.
If he does anything.
He'd be dead.
To fuck this up.
His career is down.
We literally freed a human being from the clutches of the government.
Yeah.
As a fan base. You don't think we could ruin you?
Yeah.
You don't think we could all be like, everybody, get together. We're going to go to his fucking house and blow it up.
Britney Army. Yeah.
End of story. The three armies you don't fuck with.
Britney Army.
The Britney Army.
Swifties. Don't fuck with them.
Swifties. The Rihanna Navy. And the Barbs.
Yep.
You don't fuck with the Barbs.
Nicki Minaj. Yep. Yeah.
The Rihanna Navy.
They'll come after you.
Oh, and the Bayhive.
Who's that?
Beyonce.
Oh, okay.
You don't fuck with the Bayhive. You don't fuck with the Britney Army. You don't fuck with the Rihanna Navy. You don't fuck with the Swifties. And you don't fuck with the Barbs.
What about Arianators?
Who?
Ariana Grande's?
Who? No.
The Arianators.
Please, that's a bunch of twinks. Anyone can
Swifties
take them
will off. Come after you. Yeah. Taylor Swift's.
But Arianators, they're just a bunch of twinks.
What would our like names be?
I don't know. We need some time.
The twerks.
The twerkers, if anything. But not the twerkettes. too generalization. But
everyone's an at. Huh? Everyone's an at.
An at.
An at. Twerk at.
No.
That's E-T-T-E.
The E-R-S. ERS.
What's so wrong with E-T-T-F? Yeah.
Because it's generalizing in a feminine term.
Why can't everyone just be a woman and end it?
No. I refuse.
I refuse.
Anyway.
Whatever. Girl power.
Now it's time for the...
Closing!
I do agree with that, girl power. Spice Girls for life. But you can be girl power and still be a man.
That's what I'm saying. Why can't everyone just be a woman
because
and end it?
I hate... You know what I hate? Because I'm gay. Or any gay
I
man.
Never say like, hey girl.
No, you don't. But you know... Because you know better. Because you know that I don't like it.
But I've never done that to you.
But...
also, I don't think
I know people that have used that to me. And I stopped them right in their place. I'm like, excuse me, please. I'm a boy. And other people get mad that I get mad that they used a pronoun that's not mine like on me.
People say dude and bro to Meg bro to me all the time. And it's like, I get it. I have a mustache, but you don't have to. But it doesn't bother me.
But it doesn't bother you. So that's fine. If someone said, hey, girl, to me and it didn't bother me, then it's fine. But if I'm telling you it bothers me, and if anyone else can have access to their own pronouns, why can't I have access to mine? And the pronoun that I want to be addressed as, which is he, him. There's nothing wrong with that. So I'm asking you, not you personally, like you as a person, to not use... she, her
just
pronoun
on me.
Just assuming
a girl because I'm gay.
Which is a big thing. And
I know,
I'm not the only
people,
gay person
no,
that feels this
way. A lot of people
way.
Do that. I've seen people do it to you and I'm like, oh, here
and
we
they,
go.
And they correct themselves after I've addressed it.
Yeah.
I have my friend Alexa. Shana, 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 she also will be like, oh my God, girl. And immediately corrects herself because she knows that I don't like that. But she's like, I just want you to know that I have a lot of girlfriends and I use that term a lot, but she corrects herself immediately. Some people get mad and they're like, oh, well, why can't I just... Because I don't fucking want you to. Why if somebody was trans or non-binary or something, you can use that... You can adjust yourself to their pronouns, but yeah. You can't adjust yourself to mine.
We have to find a name that... satisfies both.
No! I'm just telling you, I don't want to be called cis.
No, no, we're talking about twerk at, twerker. I don't like twerker because I don't think it's fun enough. It's like, ugh. All right, twerker, then I guess it could be either. It has to be a new name.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? I it bothers me. Why am I twerker? Oh, because you're not comfortable with twerk at? Forget it.
Anyway, now we get into the...
Closing entree. Well, speaking of men and women, the Pentagon confirmed that women have been impregnated. It's been confirmed by the Pentagon. Have been impregnated by UFOs.
UFOs?
So, like, whoever the people, the little aliens and the UFOs, they have, like, babies with... They got pregnant. They, like, took people... And the Pentagon confirmed this. And they're like, yeah, it's true. We do have women that were pregnant. Are they alive? Where are they? So that's interesting. Are the babies at Area 1? Are they reptilians?
Area
51.
Ariana Grande. I don't know. I just feel like...
That's scary. That frightens me. That gives me... And I know you have a fear of aliens.
Aliens are my biggest fear.
Like, if there was an alien, Isaias would bash his head into a wall
I
before
sure
they would abduct him.
They ain't gonna impregnate me.
An anal probe.
I will. Oh, you know what? Maybe I would. and on that note, deuces!
Whistle while you're twerking.